It's early evening with a few days left in the legislative session in Jefferson City. At this restaurant, waiters are busy setting tables for the dinner crowd. Nice restaurants in Jefferson City should be sad to see the session end. They've received tens of thousands of dollars worth of business from lobbyists courting Missouri's legislators over drinks and dinners. So who were the legislators taken out? Well, in many cases, we really don't know.
You look at Missouri, which has the worst ethics laws and campaign laws in the country, and that's not an exaggeration.
Jason Kander is Missouri's Secretary of State.
I mean, we're the only state in the entire country that allows lawmakers to accept unlimited personal gifts from lobbyists and unlimited campaign contributions from anyone.
Missouri is one of the few states without restrictions on lobbying. It's one of the reasons we're always near the bottom of the pack in ethics rankings. People who defend the system say Missouri is a reporting state, not a restricting state, and that it's okay because we disclose all the gifts and who is receiving them. But that's not really the case. According to St. Louis Public Radio's analysis, for the first 3 months of this year, more than $450,000 was spent by lobbyists for gifts like drinks, dinners, and basketball tickets. Out of that, more than 75% of the gifts were to groups instead of individual legislators, which ends up hiding who the real recipients are. For example, let's say you're a legislator and being taken out for an expensive meal by a lobbyist. Having your name show up on a disclosure looks bad. Nobody wants to be on those. A better alternative? Have the meal go to a group instead. A group could be a lot of different things. It could be your party, it could be the entire House or the Senate, or it could be one of the committees you serve on. But most importantly, what it does is leave your name off the list. I spoke to Stacey Heisland, the director of the Missouri Ethics Commission, the governmental body charged with keeping track of all these lobbyist gifts. She says this is all completely acceptable, as long as all members of the group are invited.
It has to have an invitation, and it has to be made to one of those groups.
The one thing that's supposed to separate a group expenditure from an individual one is the invitation to all the members. But in practice, the Ethics Commission doesn't even ask for proof that every member was actually invited. I asked her if that was problematic, that our system makes no distinction between 20 legislators partaking in a $1,000 meal or one or two legislators partaking in that $1,000 meal, and that it doesn't even name those legislators.
You know, we just work within the parameters set out in the statute. That's what we are allowed to look at, and that's the authority that we have, is to work within those parameters.
Heisland says her hands are tied. She can only use the rules the General Assembly comes up with. But Kander says those rules need to be revised.
Allowing lawmakers to hide behind committees that in some cases have no real duties in order to avoid disclosing which legislators are actually receiving gifts is certainly a violation of the spirit of the law.
Well, I come at it from a sort of a different perspective. I used to be a lobbyist, never spent a dime. We didn't have any money.
That's Rory Ellinger, a House Democrat from University City. He started out as a lobbyist in the 70s and says the problem isn't lobbyists themselves. They provide expertise and experience, especially in Missouri's term-limited system. He says the only problem is when money and gifts are involved, and that the problem is compounded when it's so easy to hide your name from the disclosure. Ellinger is one of the co-sponsors of a bill in the House that would have capped lobbyist gifts at $1,000 per legislator. That bill never even received a hearing in the Republican-controlled House.
The Republicans inherited the system that the Democrats left. I mean, they haven't made it either better or worse. This is an institutional problem that both sides have to face.
So far, Democrats have accepted $40,000 in personal gifts, Republicans $62,000. No ethics bill received serious consideration this year, so any changes would have to wait until 2014. I'm Chris McDaniel, St. Louis Public Radio,